Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to share about VFN Torch's top three. The VFN Torch top three for today. And the first one we want to talk about is don't fall into the offense trap. And we've shared this before, but it keeps coming up. This is such a good word, probably one we need to hear often. Because the enemy has devised a strategy. I mean, he's devised a strategy, and he often uses offense as a way to isolate people from godly relationships. So if he can just allow offense, a spirit of offense, to come upon someone where they get upset, they get hurt, and a wall becomes up, right? They become divided. And to think that, you know, spouses are divided from each other, children from parents, a church from their pastor, not to mention that people can become offended with God. And this is a serious thing. We can't be ignorant of the enemy's devices, the Bible says. In Matthew 24:10, that the Bible says that many will be offended and will betray and hate each other because the love of the body is going to grow cold. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. We can have a default setting in our life. I mean, that's a trap. It's a total trap for the enemy. But you can have a default setting in your heart to say that, you know what? I am not going to get offended by the grace of God. And I'm going to default to a place of love. That when I get offended, when I get hurt, when I have the temptation to put up that wall, I'm going to operate in a way of love. And we can begin to pray that over ourselves and say, you know, God, I want a default setting of love. I want a default setting of love that no matter what happens, I don't want to return fire, if you will, but I want or put up a wall, but I just want to be a person of love and let the love of God flow through me. And so guard yourself from offense because it will literally divide you from everyone that you're supposed to be actually connected with. His plan is to divide and conquer.
That's right.
The second one I want to share is weakness, power, and perfection. Find out how God's power is made perfect in weakness. And this is an amazing highlight. You want to catch it on the torch. But basically, we are encouraged to basically embrace weakness, to understand the reality that we can do nothing without the Lord. And the importance of the tremendous dependency upon God. We need to be dependent upon God. And when we actually embrace weakness instead of fighting weakness or acknowledging weakness, when we embrace weakness, then it's only then that God can become strong in our life. And we're going to see the signs and the wonders and the miracles that are happening more and more as we just say, God, I can't do it, but you certainly can. And when we take that type of posture before the Lord, just watch out. Mm-hmm. Watch out what's going to happen.
Exactly.
The last one we want to share as we come to the end of the extra hour is, are we going to acknowledge God? Are we going to acknowledge God? And we talk about in Psalms 5, the faithfulness of God when we cry out to him. Let me tell you, all God wants you to do is to cry out for him. Wait for expectation with an answer. David cried out to God, and God gave him victory. Faith without works is dead. Don't trust in your strength, money, or even your home or your resources. Trust and acknowledge God that no matter what you're facing, don't run to other resources. Always, always, always acknowledge God and cry out to him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.